the best in internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com. Let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our program today. Let's talk a little bit about the Supreme Court hands terrorists a setback. This week they banned even peaceful support of terrorist groups. What does that mean,
right,
Jim?
Well, up to now, of course, you can't send arms or support terrorist groups in their terrorist activities. But in this time, there's an organization which was supporting the idea of peaceful negotiations, and they were dealing with the terrorists and contributing money or time or whatever it is to terrorists to get them to do things peacefully, and maybe also sending them medical supplies and food.
Okay.
And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that, because what you do by doing that is free up other resources for their terrorist activity.
Right.
In any event, it was a 6-3 decision, which at least they're getting ahead of 5-4.
Right.
But I kind of think that, that there should be no aid given whether or not they free up resources for other. Why would you help your enemy? And I guess that's what the court said. Justice Roberts said, who wrote for the majority, he said support for even benign purposes frees up other resources within the organization that may be put to violent ends. It also importantly helps lend legitimacy to foreign terrorist groups.
Exactly.
Legitimacy that makes it easier for those groups to persist, to recruit members, to raise funds, all of which to facilitate more terrorist attacks. And he's absolutely right,
yeah,
in my
well
opinion.
Written, actually, very clear.
And on the other hand, they have not decided about domestic terrorist groups. That is, people who are United States citizens who are terrorists. What are they entitled to? Are they allowed to? But I would think any terrorist ought to be strictly dealt with. Naturally, the couple of liberals on the court, Breyer, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Sotomayor.
Already, Sotomayor is taking her very formal
it said
liberal
it would,
position.
I believe application of the statute as the government interprets it would gravely and without an adequate justification injure interests of the kind of the First Amendment protects. Well, that's a broad statement. What kind do they protect? The First Amendment protects what it says it protects, not the kind of thing. It's not that they protect free speech or what kind of, well, that's a kind of speech. If you peel bananas, that's protected. I mean, what does it protect?
Right.
Other than what is set forth in the First Amendment. So in that regard, I think that was a good decision.
And the other three are a little off base on this one.
They're always off. Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
No,
the
that's
conservatives
not,
are off base sometimes. The liberals are off base sometimes.
You never know. Yeah, but no, in this case,
you're right.
Okay. Speaking of off base.
Yes.
And off the planet, Joran van der Sloot this week has retracted his murder confession.
Right. Well,
now, tell me, how do you retract a murder confession? What's the impact?
Well, you can retract it. You can say, I retract my confession. When I said I did it, I really didn't do it. And I was forced. What he says is that, he killed this woman in Peru.
Right.
Stephanie Flores. And he also is a number one suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway.
That's correct.
In Aruba. Mm-hmm. This guy gets around quite a bit.
Oh,
he's a youngster,
he's
but he
a
gets
jet
around.
Setter. Yep.
22-year-old Dutchman. Which I don't, of course I feel bad for the guy.
Oh, you do?
Well, yeah, he's got these splinters in his feet from wearing those wooden shoes.
Oh.
And, he's
you
in pain.
You think it's driven him mad?
It's driven him crazy.
Oh.
I mean, every time he takes a step, he winces. But he got this, he retracted his confession. The question is, what happens to a retracted confession?
Yes, well, that is the question.
In fact, like he says, he was scared, he was under pressure, he was threatened, and the confession was sort of
coerced.
If the jury were to find the coercion, and I don't know what they have in Peru, whether they have juries or they have judges, but if the coercion, in our country, if the confession is coerced, then it's not admissible.
It's thrown out.
But if it's not coerced, and that's a question of fact that somebody has to decide, then it's admissible as evidence against them. So, he says he was tricked. In the meantime, he's accused of elbowing this young woman that he killed, elbowing her in the nose. He strangled her with both hands. He threw her to the floor. He took off his bloodied shirt and he asphyxiated her.
Oh,
in other words,
sweet
he killed
guy.
Her four different ways. So he's a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah. And you got to get to know him to like him, you know?
But, well, yeah, really.
Kind of like Sid Vicious.
You really don't hate him till you know him for a while. So, and his mother, Anita van der Sloot, says, well, if he did it, he'll have to pay the price. Kind of a casual attitude for mom. But, who knows?
Well,
I think she's got some splinters too from those shoes.
Who knows? Only
shadow do.
Well, before you folks don't cast a shadow, we're going to take a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.